I'm Anthony Pastore, and this is UBS On Air. In the October session of UBS CIO's Investor Forum in London, Kiran Ganesh, head of investment communications at CIO Global Wealth Management, received Elka Barch, head of macro research at BlackRock Investment Institute, to discuss slowing growth, consumption strength, and the key factors to watch in 2020, together with some recommendations for investors.
Hello, my name is Kiran Ganesh. I head investment communications in the UBS Chief Investment Office. I'm very happy to be here with Elka Barch, who's head of macro research at the BlackRock Investment Institute and was formerly co-head of global economics at Morgan Stanley. Elka, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Through 2019, it's been a year where we've seen global growth continuing to slow. Do you think we're reaching the bottom yet, or is there more to go?
I think that very much will depend on how the trade policy uncertainty evolves. We think the uncertainty is a major factor creating headwinds for the global economy, especially for business investment. And it's really the uncertainty which comes on top of the tariffs imposed. So we'll very much depend on that.
You mentioned that uncertainty has obviously had a bigger impact on things like business investment. We've seen the manufacturing sector slowing quite significantly through 2019. How do you think about how that might translate into the consumer, which, of course, is a bigger part of the U.S. And European economies?
For now, the consumer in the U.S. looks very resilient. The labor market looks healthy. Wages are picking up. You even see signs of a turnaround in the more interest rate sensitive parts of the domestic spending. So that, I think, is positive and clearly related, I think, to the dovish pivot that we have seen by central banks globally led by the Federal Reserve.
So as we look into 2020, aside from the trade war, what are some of the key factors you're watching that could lead to variations in your economic outlook? You mentioned the Fed, of course. Any further comments on that or others?
So in addition to trade policy and central bank policy, I think important things to watch is the fiscal policy stance, whether there is any move to more expansionary policy there. I think also politics more broadly will be something that will occupy investors quite a bit. Hopefully the turnaround in the manufacturing sector that we should see sometime in the first half of the year, given the very material easing in financial conditions that we have seen over the last couple of months.
You mentioned the fiscal side of things. That's clearly been a big focus for a lot of investors in recent months behind the whole trade war debate. What chance do you think there is that we actually see that over the course of the next year, given the U.S. election is coming up, lots of constraints still seemingly in place in Europe?
Yeah, I wouldn't get my hopes up too much on near-term fiscal policy. Fiscal policy is already supportive, even in countries such as Germany. But at the current juncture, where we hopefully are just facing a temporary lull in growth, I wouldn't get my hopes up too much about a major fiscal stimulus. What is more important, I think, for investors, though, is starting to think about medium-term risk of a recession and how we can effectively mobilize fiscal policy together with monetary policy in some unprecedented coordination to stem the next downturn.
And with that in mind, what is it that you're recommending to investors to do today to manage today's investment environment?
Yeah, so we have dialed risk back a little bit, but we are still, I would say, on the whole constructive. And we would sort of express that in a barbell strategy that on the one hand takes selected risks in some equity markets and some credit markets, and then tries to offset that with a decent allocation to government bonds.
Elka, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This presentation is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. Neither UBS Financial Services, Inc. nor any of its employees provide tax or legal advice. You should consult with your personal tax or legal advisor regarding your personal circumstances. In providing wealth management services to clients, we offer both investment advisory and brokerage services, which are separate and distinct and differ in material ways.
For information, including the different laws and contracts that govern, visit ubs.com/workingwithus. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, member FINRA, SIPC.